denials from Russia. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. This coming a day after the Pentagon says Russian fighter jets interfered with a U.S. drone flying over the Black Sea near Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, stressing open communication.
It's important that great powers be models of transparency and communication.
Austin emphasized that the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, despite the intercept and downing of a U.S. drone by Russian fighter jets.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said there isn't an answer yet as to whether Russia was trying to purposely down the drone. He also made clear the U.S. is not seeking conflict with Russia. The Senate Banking Committee set to hold a hearing on the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. As Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he trusts the administration to respond.
I have faith in President Biden, Secretary Yellen, and the Federal Reserve. They have all hands on deck to manage this.
It's not yet known if bank leaders will be called to testify. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's preparing another disaster declaration after this latest round of severe storms. He blamed the atmospheric rivers on climate change.
If anyone has any doubt about Mother Nature and her fury, if anyone has any doubt about what this is all about in terms of what's happening to the climate and the changes that we're experiencing, come to the state of California.
Newsom said he has a detailed plan to upgrade infrastructure to protect lower-income areas against flooding. South Korea says North Korea has launched another ballistic missile toward its eastern waters, the third such weapons test this week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Wisconsin man is now admitting guilt in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer 3 years ago.
Brian Higgins pleaded guilty via video link to a Michigan courtroom to providing material support for terrorism, pledging at the same time to cooperate with prosecutors. Prior to his plea, Higgins was set to stand trial with four other men later this year. He admitted surveilling Governor Whitmer's vacation home in 2020. Prosecutors added they had evidence Higgins trained with people who were part of the kidnapping plot. Higgins could be sentenced to a maximum of 5 years in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Almost a year after a Missouri teen fell to his death, a 400-foot-tall amusement ride in Orlando, Florida, is being taken down. Aaron Rodgers is revealing what's in store for his 19th season in the NFL.
Aaron Rodgers is eager to go from Green Bay to gangrene.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
The four-time NFL Most Valuable Player appearing Wednesday on the Pat McAfee Show, admitting he had been leaning towards retiring before entering a highly publicized darkness retreat and emerging to find the Packers were shopping him for a trade.
It is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words.
The Jets and Packers are still finalizing the framework for the trade that Rodgers says is being held up on Green Bay's end. As for why New York stood out for Rodgers, he's eager to reunite with his former Packers offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
For the first time in decades, the American Kennel Club says the U.S. has a new favorite dog breed. The French Bulldog became the nation's most prevalent purebred dog last year. Frenchies ousted Labrador Retrievers from the top spot after a record 31 years. Owners describe the dogs as comical, friendly, and loving companions. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.